Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we are diving deep into one of the most iconic companies on the planet, a name that needs almost no introduction, but one that has been making some serious headlines lately. We are talking about Apple, ticker AAPL, and this is our comprehensive stock analysis. Now, Apple is sitting on a massive market cap of over $4.5 trillion. The stock has been hitting new all-time highs, and there is a lot of buzz around artificial intelligence, a new CEO transition, and a services business that is absolutely printing money. But the question on everyone's mind is simple. After this incredible run, is there still room to run, or is the stock priced for perfection? We are going to break down the financials, the revenue streams, the big picture strategy, and most importantly, what the numbers say about the price you are paying today. Let's get into it. For anyone who has been living under a rock, Apple Inc. designs, manufactures, and markets smartphones, personal computers, tablets, wearables, and accessories. We're talking about the iPhone, the Mac, the iPad, the Apple Watch, AirPods, and of course, the massive ecosystem that is their services business. They sell directly to consumers, through carriers, and via their own retail and online stores. The company is headquartered in Cupertino, California, and for the first time in over a decade, they are going through a leadership transition. Tim Cook is stepping down, and hardware chief John Ternus is taking the reins. That is a massive change for a company of this scale, and it adds a layer of uncertainty that we need to keep an eye on. Let's talk about the money, and specifically, how Apple makes it. For the full fiscal year 2025, Apple generated over $416 billion in revenue. The iPhone is still the king, pulling in nearly $210 billion of that total. But here's where it gets really interesting. The services segment, which includes things like the App Store, Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, iCloud, and advertising, generated over $109 billion. That is a massive, high-margin, recurring revenue stream that is becoming a bigger and bigger piece of the pie. When you look at it geographically, the Americas are still the biggest market at over $178 billion, followed by Europe at $111 billion, and Greater China at just under $64 billion. The shift towards services is the single most important trend for Apple's financial future. Now, let's get into the most recent quarter. Apple's fiscal Q2 of 2026, which ended in March, was an absolute blowout. Revenue came in at $111.2 billion, which was up a massive 17% year over year. That is a March quarter record. Earnings per diluted share also hit a record at $2.08. The big story here was the iPhone. Revenue from iPhones jumped 20% year over year to $57.3 billion, driven by the new iPhone 17 lineup and the momentum behind Apple Intelligence. But it wasn't just the iPhone. Services revenue hit an all-time high of $30.98 billion, up 16% year over year. The gross margin for the entire company expanded to 49.3%, which is incredible for a hardware company. That is being driven almost entirely by the mix shift towards those high-margin services dollars. On the earnings call, management was clearly optimistic, but also measured. They highlighted that Apple Intelligence is driving a significant upgrade cycle, especially with the iPhone 17, the new MacBook Air, and the MacBook Pro. They called it a catalyst that is pulling forward demand. They also emphasized the strength in emerging markets, with India hitting a March quarter record. On the services side, they talked about record revenue in the App Store, Apple Music, and advertising. They also announced that Apple Maps search ads are coming later this year, which is another potential revenue stream. However, they did acknowledge some headwinds, including foreign exchange impacts and supply constraints on certain components. The overall tone was confident, but they didn't get ahead of themselves. Let's move to the broader financial health of the business. Apple is a cash-generating machine. In fiscal year 2025, they generated over $111 billion in operating cash flow. After capital expenditures of about $12.7 billion, their free cash flow was nearly $99 billion. That is an incredible number. On the balance sheet, they have about $36 billion in cash and cash equivalents, but they also carry a significant amount of debt, with total liabilities of about $285 billion. Their net cash position is negative, but given the scale of their free cash flow, this is not a concern. The return on equity is massive at over 146%, and their net profit margin is over 27%. This is a highly profitable, cash-rich business. They are also aggressively buying back shares, which is why the diluted share count has been declining by about 2.6% year over year. Now, for the SWOT analysis. Starting with the strengths, Apple has an incredibly loyal customer base and a powerful ecosystem that locks users in. Their brand is one of the most valuable in the world. They generate enormous free cash flow, which allows them to invest in R&D, buy back shares, and pay a growing dividend. Their services business is a high-margin, recurring revenue juggernaut. The weaknesses are that they are heavily reliant on the iPhone for the majority of their revenue. Any slowdown in the smartphone market or a misstep in product design can have an outsized impact. They also face intense competition in the AI space from companies like Microsoft and Google, and they have been perceived as a bit of a laggard there. Opportunities are massive. The AI overhaul of Siri, which is expected to be unveiled at WWDC next month, could be a huge catalyst. The expansion of services into areas like advertising and healthcare is a multi-billion dollar opportunity. And the installed base of over 2 billion active devices provides a massive platform for future growth. The threats include regulatory scrutiny, especially around the App Store and its commission structure. The CEO transition from Tim Cook to John Ternus introduces execution risk, and the valuation is not cheap, which means the stock is vulnerable to any earnings miss or macro downturn. Looking at the recent performance, the stock has been on an absolute tear. It is up over 7% in the last month alone, and it hit a new all-time high just this week. Over the last year, it is up about 8%, but over the last 5 years, it has returned over 110%. The momentum is clearly strong, driven by the AI narrative and the strong earnings report. The stock is trading near its highs, which can be a scary place to buy, but the trend is your friend until it isn't. So, the million-dollar question, what is Apple actually worth? To answer that, we ran our valuation models. Given Apple's strong analyst coverage and positive forward earnings estimates, the model that fits best here is the forward PE approach. It has a high confidence score because the data supports it, and it's the most appropriate lens for a mature, tough, cyclical company like this. When we look at the numbers, the current price is around $255.92 on the valuation date, but the stock has since moved higher to over $308. Our fair value estimate, based on a normalized forward PE of 27, comes in at about $229.64. That suggests the stock is trading at a premium of about 1% above that intrinsic value estimate. What drives this valuation? First, the revenue growth is being driven by the AI upgrade cycle and services expansion, and our model assumes a high trajectory for that growth. Second, the net income margins are expected to remain strong, supported by that services mix shift. And third, the aggressive share buyback program, which reduces the share count by over 2.6% per year, is a powerful tailwind for earnings per share growth. Now, the model also gives us a DCF-based fair value of about $259.74, which is much closer to the current price. But the primary model is the forward PE, and that tells us the stock is a bit stretched right now. So here is my take. Apple is an incredible business. The financials are pristine, the brand is unmatched, and the shift to services is a long-term value creator. The AI catalyst is real, and the upcoming WWDC could be a major positive event. However, the stock is not cheap. At over 37 times trailing earnings and a forward PE that is still above 30, you are paying for a lot of future perfection. The upside case is that Apple Intelligence drives a super cycle of upgrades, services continues to compound at 15% plus, and the new CEO executes flawlessly. In that scenario, the stock could easily be worth 20 to 30% more in a year. The risk case is that the AI hype fades, the CEO transition creates hiccups, or the valuation simply compresses as interest rates stay higher for longer. If the PE multiple contracts to a more normal level of 25, the stock could see significant downside. For the long-term investor, if you are putting $10,000 into Apple today and looking out 5 years, the base case model suggests that investment could end up being worth around $8,973. That is a slight negative CAGR of about 92.1%. That is not a home run, but but that base case assumes a reversion to a more normal multiple. If AI delivers and growth accelerates, the outcome could be significantly better. If you are a long-term holder, I wouldn't sell Sprag, but I wouldn't be a heavy buyer at these levels either. I would put it on my watch list and wait for a better entry point. That is our comprehensive analysis of Apple. A phenomenal business, but the price matters. Let me know in the comments if you are buying, selling, or holding Apple right now. Don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.